Get on your dancing shoes. Baby, come dance with me.
I'd rather dance with you than talk with you.
Welcome to Anti-Beta Blocker. This is WMBR Cambridge, 88.1 FM. In the studio, this is DJ Zylo here.
Glenn Nameless is here.
Yo, folks, Seamus here.
On time.
I'm on time this week. The reason I'm here on time is because I finished my research papers as of midnight last night, and now I have nothing to do, which is a great
that's
thing.
That's such a surprise.
Now I don't have to make a fool of myself when I don't know what to say in the beginning of the show.
And Seamus can be the fool instead.
No, I'm serious now. I've been working too hard.
Yeah, right.
I've given up on being an idiot.
Oh. Good to hear. The first song we listen to is maybe too happy for Anti-Beta Blocker, don't you think?
No.
Never
too happy.
Yeah. It's from Mystery Jets. They're on the Modular label.
Oh, that's why they sounded good, because they're on an Australian record label.
I knew it. Well, the reason is Zylo is feeling very, very happy today. And I think everybody should feel the same, so I'll play the song first.
Wow.
That's good.
Hopefully
the rest of the show is all depressing songs? Or?
Yeah, the rest of the show.
All right. So there you go, folks.
You have to bear with me.
If you're not happy now, you should just stop listening, because it's all over.
Next song we're gonna play, one by Lucien, called Make It Easy, remixed by John Tejada.
controlled, on remote, on what mode, in code, on fire switched on, in view, on screen, I'm a part of the machine.
That was off the turntable. It was a random vinyl that I picked up in New York. Let's see, who's it by? Do you think they're called Decomposed Subsonic, or that's the album name? Well, let's say...
Electronic Max is shaking his head. No, when you say you picked this up, you didn't pick it up off the floor or off someone's, you know, living room. It was from a record
on
store.
On the street in New York, everywhere there
in
are
New York,
vinyls.
It rains vinyl from the sky.
Yeah,
all the hipsters in in Brooklyn.
In our mind, hopefully. No, this was at Other Music. Such a great store.
Sometimes you just can't carry your six pack of PBH and on your fixie with your vinyl at the same time. Sorry, anyone from Williamsburg.
Three vinyls, and two of them turned out to be really good. So this one is, I guess the artist's name is Decomposed Subsonic. The album name is Gradients. The song we played is called Part of the Machine. All right, what's next? Seamus?
Well, you're the DJ, so...
aren't you going to talk?
Yeah, well, I was talking. I was making fun of hipsters, of whom I am one, unfortunately.
All right.
Because I you know, get around on my messenger bike, pretend I, you know, am not a computer scientist. But I assume that you, being the one in front of the turntables, were going to choose what song is playing next.
All right, let's play a remix of CSS.
That's happy.
Yeah, they're happy.
Great.
Then the song is called Music Is My Hot, Hot Sex.
Ah, another song.
Yeah.
Music is my hot, hot sex.
Isn't that a satisfying sound right there?
I didn't hear anything.
What does that sound like? Hear that sound? It's the sound of someone popping bubble wrap, but it's not regular bubble wrap.
It's simulated.
It's what they use in Japan, apparently. DJ Todbots has come into the studio with the greatest invention I think I've ever seen. It's called a Poochie Poochie.
Right.
I'm
what
sure
does it mean?
Emax will tell me I'm pronouncing that wrong. Poochie Poochie means, apparently, it means a key ring. But on the key ring, there are a number of buttons that look like bubble wrap bubbles. And you can press them, they feel squishy, and then they pop. Like this. And it feels kind of like if I was drunk, it would feel like I was popping bubble wrap. It's kind of satisfying. So this is the invention of the week.
It looks like it's an analog.
No, it has a speaker inside it.
Is that actually what's making the sound?
Some Japanese engineer recorded the sound of bubbles popping onto a microchip, and
I guess that's
giving you a satisfying. It just doesn't have enough bass.
I think this could be so. MIT kiddies out there, if you live in you know East Campus or senior house, and you're into making stuff, perhaps you should get on the task and make a better fake bubble wrap thing than what I'm holding here out in my hands, because that doesn't sound quite right.
The tactile sensation is closer than the sound, I think.
I would invest in your company if you could make that. Anyway,
intention is good.
If you can make a better bubble wrap noise than this,
let us know.
Yeah, call the studio when you have a patent. 617-253-8810, and we'll publicize it. We'll breach WMBR's advertising regulations and publicize your...
Is it legal for us to say such things? Emacs nodded. Okay.
Yes. All right. I'm not breaking any laws right now.
Not that we know the manufacturer of this or anything.
The sound we played before is, as probably many of you have guessed, by Bjork. Oh, Emacs hasn't. It's called Wanderlust, remixed by Ratatat.
I have another song remixed by Ratatat that I got today.
Oh.
And that song is a Notorious B.I.G. song.
I think we should start next song now.
It's really good. It's the remix of Notorious B.I.G.'s Party and Bull Beep censored for the radio. We should play it. I'm going to track this down. Can we play it, please?
Not at the show.
Next week, I'm going to try and convince Salah to let me play this song.
Umax is crying. All right, we can play it. You just have to beep out.
Yeah, lots of censoring. Hey, next week, I'll censor it. Next week, we'll play it.
All right, next song coming up is by Does It Offend You Yet?
Not yet.
Battle Royale.
Smack my bitch up, 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 up,
we'll be right back.
All right.
Intense.
Intense.
Hey, everyone in Radioland. You just missed the best joke ever.
No, let's not talk about
it. Let's talk about the joke. See, every now and then people call in the studio and call up and DJ Zala answers the phone and we talk about music. And I'm getting the death stare right now. Oh, she's giving me an evil eye. Anyway,
I
pulled a prank on DJ Zalo, and it was funny, but she's looking at me like I'm going to die.
You're so dead.
So let's stop talking. It's a good idea. Let's stop talking.
Let's
play some music.
I have an ad hoc contribution to our...
You don't want
to
hear a murder on air, so...
To our happy theme. It's a track off the soundtrack of a movie called Party Monster, which... is a rather interesting
movie. It has
movie
Macaulay Culkin in it.
Yeah, it stars Macaulay Culkin in it. And it's based on a true story about this this guy called Michael Alig, I think. But he started this whole underground thing in New York with these crazy drug-twisted parties called Disco 2000. Unfortunately, the story doesn't really have a happy ending because it kind of crescendos with him viciously murdering his drug dealer.
I thought you're contributing to the happy theme.
Yeah, so everyone,
anyway, in an attempt to contribute to the happy theme, I am playing a song by Happy Thought Hall, and the track is called Get Happy.
So it's a soundtrack.
It's off the soundtrack to this movie, Party Monster.
Well, let's hope the song itself is not that sad.
At the end, it will culminate in...
Get happy. We'll be right back.